Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Shalom, this is Kurt Landry, and welcome to Trending Tuesdays. I'm recording it early because I wanted you to be able to see our new backdrop in our television studio. This thing is awesome. I've started a new television series called Prophetic Convergence with Lance Wallnau and Sid Roth's ministry through ISN and Middle East Television. It's going all over the Middle East and, of course, all over the world with ISN. He's putting it on prime time, 8 o'clock on Fridays and 8:30 in the morning on Saturdays on ISN and Middle East Television. Middle East Television, that station actually carries like NFL, carries baseball games, and the owners of the network have said that they're going to put Lance and I's Prophetic Convergence, which is like a news, it's how prophecy and news converge together. And so far we filmed three, but this is my new backdrop, so I kind of wanted to be able to share that with you, not film from my home studio at my house. But this has been a busy week. You know, it's amazing to me. I think it was Lenin that said how in years nothing can change, but in 1 week how the whole world can change. And it's like this week the whole world has changed, because you can see that with Afghanistan, what's happened there, then the nation building concept of what the United States has done, literally years of building nation building, 20 years, billions of dollars of money, all of it evaporates literally in 7 days. But the same thing is happening in Israel. Israel is nation building, but under the pressure of the United States for a two-state solution. And so trying to build, you know, a Palestinian and a two-state solution, a Palestinian state. And, you know, what nation building is basically is where you go in and try to take democracy and overlay it over some type of fascist dictators or whatever. And then you actually train their army and their economists and to be able to battle terrorism. But, you know, the real question is that season over with the Lord, where the Lord is not allowing nation building? Now, I know we're supposed to build nations because the scripture says, honor your father and mother, that you might have long life in the land or the borders that the Lord has given you. But the key is not to covet your neighbor's borders or go outside those borders. And that's been one of the problems with Israel. With people interacting with Israel. I thought this was interesting is that in Israel 360, it says right here, I love this, it says Hurricane Ida. It says divine retribution for Biden's treatment of Israel. And then the scripture is Zechariah 12 and 12. For thus says the Lord of hosts, he who sent me after glory, speaking of Messiah Yeshua. He sends Messiah Yeshua concerning the nations, okay? And what he's doing is he's judging the nations on how they take the spoils or however they deal with Israel. And then God says about if Yeshua finds that they're touching the borders, it says, whoever touches you touches the pupil of my eye. So basically what it means is that anybody that's touching Israel is like poking God in the eye. So let's look at what happened this week. First of all, I think it's interesting this week that on the 16th anniversary of Katrina, which understanding that Katrina came 8 days after the United States pressured Ariel Sharon for the evacuation of Jewish families from Gush Katif in the Gaza Strip. 8 days later, Katrina hit. And on the 16th anniversary to the same exact day as literally Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is flying out of Washington, D.C. back to Israel, as he is flying out, Ida hits in the same location again. So the question is there cause and effect doctrine? And is that something that we need to learn about and know about so that we can anticipate and plan? So let's kind of review this week a little bit. Biden and Bennett meet on August the 27th, 2001. It only lasted 50 minutes. And it's interesting, too, that Biden fell asleep at least once that I watched for sure. I could see he fell asleep. And it was terrifying to me because he fell asleep while Bennett was actually giving him a scripture out of Isaiah. But it appears that Biden and Bennett are working harder to get along, not forcing things, because neither one of them wants to see Benjamin Netanyahu back in office. And I thought to myself as I watched that meeting, is can you imagine what it would have been like if Bibi Netanyahu was sitting there with his personality and his persona and then have Biden fall asleep? That would have been interesting. But Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, his catchphrase for this is a little different. He says, a new spirit of cooperation and goodwill. So what he's trying to do is he has to work with the cards that have been dealt him. And the cards that have been dealt him is the fact that he is not a prime minister dealing with Donald Trump. He's dealing with someone who has a very strong opinion about the Middle East in regards to two states. He believes in that. He doesn't want building in Judea and Samaria, and he wants to divide the capital of Jerusalem between Israel and the Palestinians. So while one of Biden's officials said this, in the Biden administration, we are not pursuing to achieve goals. We are trying to transform, nor trying to transform the Middle East. We're not trying to overthrow regimes. We are pursuing a very steady course centered on achievable aims. So they're looking at these results, but it really seems to me that this whole thing was more like kind of a photo op. But at the same time, Bennett said, yes, we want stability, but absolutely no two-state solution. And Biden pretty much avoided that. They did talk about the Iranian situation. And I do feel like that Biden, from inside sources, was saying for Israel and for Bennett to kind of leave the Iranian situation alone. And Israel can't afford to do that because they're literally 7 weeks out. And this Afghanistan fiasco has emboldened the world, because the world right now is saying, listen, is the United States of America a world power? And are they going to be able to stand? Are they going to protect Taiwan? Are they going to protect their allies? And even in the news in Israel, one of the articles in the news in Israel says the American Empire is it ready for the end? So you know, Biden isn't openly against Israel, but we know that he's pro two-state solution, pro trying to negotiate with the Iranians first, and then he said if that doesn't work, we would do something, but nobody's sure that they can trust what he's saying. And what does it mean to Israel and America? Well, likely what it really means is that Israel knows that they're probably going to have to defend themselves and by themselves. They're not being able to do that. Now, I want to read from an article out of Israel 365 News. This was published on February the 20th. February 2020, not the 20th. It just says February 20th. And this is what it says. Israel 365 News predicts that attempts by the White House administration to institute any anti-covenant policy that divide the land of Israel would inevitably result in a natural catastrophe of historic proportion. That prediction came true this week. Israel Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with President Biden for the first time, and as Bennett flew home, Hurricane Ida made landfall. This prediction was not a result of prophecy, but simply the latest historic series, so compelling that it verges on absolute certainty. So my question is this, is there cause and effect? So if you look, and you can go to kurtlandry.com/effect, kurtlandry.com/effect, and you can download all the cause and effect and of everybody that has interacted with Israel and their borders and the effect. So I'm just going to give you a few, but I want you just to be able to download that. Go to kurtlandry.com/effect. But in 1938, in September, the cause, Lord Neville Chamberlain, met with Adolf Hitler, signing the Munich Agreement. The effect, September 21st, one of the most destructive, powerful recorded hurricanes struck Long Island, South New England, killing an estimated 700 people. And the brunt of the storm hit a section of Long Island that was home to Nazi supporters of the U.S. Bund Party. And then we look at, all these different, cause and effects. I've got a full list here. But since 1938 to 2020, there's been 8 hurricanes with different events where leadership in the United States has interfered with the borders of Israel. There's been 1 earthquake, and even when President Bill Clinton and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright shunned Prime Minister Netanyahu for lunch, shortly after that, the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke out. In 1998, Dow Jones average plunged to 216. So there is a cause and effect that happens. And I want to talk to you about that as I'm closing here. I want to go to the book of Hosea so that you can see this and understand this. We can find this example of cause and effect in the prophet Hosea. Hosea saw a king of Israel plagued with idolatry, immorality, and violence, okay? And this reflected on the poor spiritual state of the people and the nation. This is Hosea 2:1 through 23 and Hosea 4:1 through 19. The prophet said, quote, "For the spirit of harlotry has caused them, my people, to stray, and they have played the harlot against God." That's Hosea 4:12. Hosea, the prophetic ministry, is thought to have begun in 740 BC, and the first invasion of Assyria happened in 732 BC. So ultimately, Assyria, the Assyrian Empire, would sweep from the east, devastate the kingdom of Israel, slaughtering men, women, and children, and thousands, and enslaving Israel survivors, in a clear case of biblical cause and effect revealed to Hosea prophetically what was coming and what was allowed. So the scripture says in Hosea, Hosea 8:7, it says, "They sowed the wind and reaped the whirlwind." And in Hosea 10:13, it says, "And you have plowed wickedness and you have reaped iniquities. You have eaten the fruit of your lies." And Zechariah 2:8 says, "The spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against God." And in Psalms 37:22, "For the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against God." And so that's where we are right now with the nations of the earth. That's why the power of repentance. That's why I think the power that comes during the fall feast is so important. I had a dream on August the 3rd, and it was a tremendous prophetic dream. And I went to Pastor Tim and other prophets of the Lord that actually have the gift of dreams and interpretation. And we literally have dissected this dream. This dream I had on August the 3rd, it was amazing because it was one of those dreams. It's very rare for me to have one like this. But what happened is I was, I woke up and early in the morning, but when I did, for the first 2 seconds, I was confused over whether or not I was in the dream, actually in the dream, and then actually in the bed at my house here in Oklahoma. It almost felt like I was translated. And so I immediately went in and wrote the dream down, and then the Lord gave me a vision. But the Lord, after praying about this, I really wanted to share it, but the Lord said, "No, this dream will make more sense when you share it on Rosh Hashanah, Monday, September the 6th at 7 p.m. Central." And of course, you can join us and at the live stream or join us here at House of David, but you can go to youtube.com /Kurt Landry Ministries and watch this feast. I will be bringing that dream at that time. It is tremendously prophetic, and I can tell you since August the 3rd until now that what has happened in the world, this has been the most changing week that we have ever had in my lifetime, where the nations have changed. I mean, like you say, what do you mean? Well, if you look at in this week, because of weak administration with Joe Biden, what's happened is we lost a strategic airport actually in Afghanistan, and a strategic, literally 400 miles from China and all around India, and that strategic location for us, for the protection of our allies and the protection of our nation, it is completely gone. And so then what you see is in North Korea, you're looking at in North Korea now that Kim Jong-un is actually restarting his nuclear ambitions. You have Iran saying, we will 7 weeks from now have military grade nuclear, I can't think of the name right now, but that component. And so you have Russia, who is literally fearful of the Taliban because now they have a well-fortified army with all the Black Hawks and all the weapons and the drones and the equipment that they literally inherited from the Biden administration. You also have Russia actually going down to there, cutting deals to purchase a lot of the equipment for themselves, not just to use, but also to be able to dissect the technology that is there. And you have other nations, which I won't mention the name, but they're all ascending like vultures upon the equipment so that they can steal and reproduce this technology that we had so coveted and under privacy is now all totally exposed. So the world has changed, and the world is asking, is the United States still going to be that world power that is going to govern democracy? And that's the question. And the question to us is, how did our nation get here? And I think our nation got here because we have abandoned God. When you have an administration that chooses to kill babies, not to bless Israel, and all the policies that we have that aren't putting our own nation first, then these things have consequences. When you're a president of the United States, you're like a pastor. You're like David. You're a king. You're a shepherd and a king and priest. You are to protect and take care of those, not just our nation, but also our allies. So I will be bringing this word from this dream from August the 3rd on Rosh Hashanah celebration, Monday, September the 6th at 7 p.m. And you can live stream us on the YouTube at youtube.com, /Kurt Landry Ministries, and find us there. You can also see the program that we filmed today. Go to Sid Roth Ministry on ISN Network. And the name of the program is Prophetic Convergence. And so I wanted to thank you for that. I want to close. I just literally 10 minutes ago got these from Sam, and people have been asking, how are the delivery of the books going? And I want to show them to you. Let me see if I can get the glare off this. Okay, how's that? And that's not too bad. Okay, here's soldiers. This brigade is down on the Gaza Strip. And this battalion, they received our t-shirts, but they also received my book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage. And here they are. So there he is, thanking Kurt Landry Ministries. And here's another one. So they're loving the book. It's amazing. They're loving the t-shirts. And this campaign has been extremely successful. So if the Lord is leading you to be able to support, go to KurtLandry.com and you can see how you can sponsor books for them. We went ahead and printed 10,000. I think we gave 4,000 out the first time. I don't know how many this time. I know how many soldiers are there. I don't want to say the number, but we're probably a little over halfway through delivering the books. But anyway, I want to thank you so much for all your prayers and your love and support. I cannot stress the importance of either live streaming or being in the house for Rosh Hashanah. God is going to send an awakening word to awaken your spirit with an Issachar anointing so that you should know what God's doing with you and Israel. 10 days later, the 10 days of awe, then we'll be together for Yom Kippur. This will be a time of repentance and deliverance. I've got First Nations friends that are coming from Montana. It's going to be a very powerful time together. And then we're going to renew our covenants with God into the new era at the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. So make plans to join us either here live in the open portal at House of David, the One New Man Embassy, or you can join us youtube.com/Kurt Landry Ministries with a C. CURTLANDRY Ministries. God bless you. Thank you so much. Please, if you've been blessed by this, hit the share button, subscribe and follow, and let's build this network one share at a time. Thank you so much. God bless. Shalom. Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.